when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
I was at a dance when it caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and soon I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova when it's magic spell. Now I'm glad to say I'm his bride-to-be, and we're gonna raise a family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it.
Oh, no, yes, yes, the bossa nova. Come on, we all love that beat. It is the coolest beat around, and we'll get to spend a nice 60 minutes luxuriating in its Brazilian rhythms. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the autumnal hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, you kind of got to blame me, too, because the bossa nova, to me, was a sound and an experience in the late 50s and the early 60s that's still with us that was so infectious. It obviously grew out of Brazil and Rio, and many, many artists took on its beat all around the world. And, of course, the great singers of the 50s and 60s and so on took it on and applied this great samba beat underneath some of the great Broadway classics. So that's what we're going to hear today, a little primer on the bossa nova, and then we'll just see how it underwrites and underscores some of the greatest Broadway songs of all time. Bossa nova means the new wave, just like French cinema was in the 1950s, and it was a form of jazz, that cool jazz that sort of drifted its way down to Rio. The cariocas, the rich side society, cafe society of Brazil, and they sort of changed it up a little bit and added some Latin rhythms. And it really burst into the scene of the world in a film called Black Orpheus in 1956-57, I think, with an amazing theme called Mania de Carnaval, which is written by Antonios Carlos Jobim, who is one of the great composers in certainly of the 20th century. And we'll hear a little bit of the track that made it world famous. The guitarist is Luiz Bonfa. And here is the title song to Black Orpheus, and then the pop manifestation sung by Jack Jones.
A day in the life of a fool. A sad and a long, lonely day. I walk the avenue and hope I'll run into the welcome sight of you coming my way. I stop just across from your door. But you're never home anymore. So back to my room, and there in the gloom I cry tears of goodbye till you come back to me. That's the way it will be every day in the life of a
strange new street. Hearing words that I have never heard from a man I'm yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. Oh, that it might as well be spring.
I thought in this rather tortuous and complex and confused fall season, it would be a good time to interject a little springtime Brazilian samba music, courtesy of the Bossa Nova. That was Astra Gilberto singing a great Rodgers and Hammerstein song from State Fair. I think it won an Academy Award, 1944. And you can see how this beat can underlie songs we've heard 10, 50, 100 times and reimagine them in an exciting way. And Gilberto and Stan Getz and her husband Juan Gilberto created a song called The Girl from Ipanema. And this, along with the music from Black Orpheus, just opened the floodgates. And that was a song that everybody knew, everybody covered, and Bossa Nova swept the Northeast and Hollywood in the 60s. I think there was a Bossa Nova concert at Carnegie Hall in 1963, which we like to think is the kind of epicenter of the Bossa Nova phenomenon. Well, Sergio Mendes and the Brazil 66 obviously brought that a little further into the 60s, and they were an extremely popular group with a great Bossa Nova rhythm. Here is their version of a Cole Porter classic, Love for Sale. Thank you. Don't you just want to samba to that beat along the beaches of Corcovado? A number of singers have taken up the bossa nova beat, and a lot of good, if you like sort of cool jazz, there's some really wonderful artists who managed to interpret this as well. Elian Elias is a wonderful Brazilian singer. She's a kind of, I don't know, she's sort of in the Diane Krall, Nora Jones kind of category, but with this kind of music. Here is her version of a song I love. It's not really a Broadway song, but it's one of my all-time favorites, made popular by Dick Haymes in the 1940s from the movie Diamond Horseshoe, music by Harry Warren, lyrics by Matt Gordon, "The More I See You."
It goes. Can you imagine
now you Broadway fans know that underneath that samba beat, or on top of that bossa nova beat, is On the Street Where You Live. That was rendered so enthusiastically by Quincy Jones and his big band Bossa Nova from the early 60s. Well, the street where we all live is Broadway to Main Street, and today's episode we are turning to Broadway Bossa Nova, that great Brazilian sound as filtered through some classics of the Broadway canon. The major composer to emerge in the late 50s, early 60s was Antonio Carlos Jobim, who wrote so many great songs like Wave and Desafinado and all this stuff, and Quiet Night of Quiet Stars. And he got a call one day in Brazil from Frank Sinatra. And Sinatra around 1965, 66 was very in the groove. He really kind of wanted to tap into what the quote-unquote new music was. And he invited Jobim to come to Hollywood and record an album with him. Eventually it was called Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim. For me, Desert Island Disc, top five of all time. Everything is elegantly done. They play off each other beautifully. Jobim brings out these sensibilities in Sinatra, and Sinatra gives Jobim the biggest platform he had up to then in his career. All expertly arranged and orchestrated by Klaus Ogerman, a fabulous arranger. So let us hear an Irving Berlin song introduced originally by Fred Astaire, done by Sinatra and Jobim.
Must you dance every dance with the same fortunate man? You have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close, with your lips touching his face? Can't you see I'm longing to be in his place? Won't you change partners and dance with me? Ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been locked in his arms ever since heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again. Trouble begins to brew. Whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. fortune cries nay, nay to me. Ding, 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 ding. People declare you're through. Whenever the blues become my only song, concentrate on you, on your smile so sweet, so tender. When at first my kiss you do decline, on the light in your eyes when you surrender. And once again, arms intertwine. And so when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes true, to prove that even the wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you.
Now, this is where Frank Sinatra was so smart, as if you didn't already know that. He had recorded that song in the 40s as a very lovely, somewhat goopy ballad, but here he changes it up and makes that song, brilliant Cole Porter song, I Concentrate on You, so exciting. Well, that idea of having a bossa nova hit sort of stretched to all the pop singers of the mid-60s. Chris Connor, one of our favorite cool jazz performers, did an album called Chris Connor... Sways sings sweet bossa nova. This is more low key, but I think very wonderful. Here is the Anthony Newley Leslie Bricca song from Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
Who can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me, and no one beside me, I'll go. And after the day, the darkness will hide me. And maybe tomorrow I'll find what I'm after. I'll throw up my sorrow, beg, steal or borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn to, with you on a new day. But who can I turn to if you turn away? when it all comes true, just the way you planned. It's funny, but the bells don't ring. It's a quiet thing. When you hold the world in your trembling hand, you'd think you'd hear a choir sing. It's a quiet thing. There are no exploding fireworks. Where's the roaring of the crowds? Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums, I don't hear the band. The sounds I'm told such moments bring. Happiness comes in on tiptoe. Oh yes, I know, it's a quiet thing, a very quiet thing.
Cool voice, cool style, cool music. That was Chris Connor swinging Bossa Nova Sweetly, a great little-known gem from Flora the Red Menace, one of the first pop song hit songs by John Kander and Fred Ebb. Well, Gaetano Veloso is an artist from Brazil who's still knocking him dead into the 21st century, performing concerts all over the world, including one in BAM, I think last summer. Here he tackles a Rogers Rogers song from the film of The Sound of Music.
Perhaps I had a wicked childhood. Perhaps I had a miserable youth. But somewhere in my wicked, miserable past, there must have been a moment of truth. For here you are, standing there, loving me. Whether or not you should. So somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done something good. Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. So somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done something good.
Something good indeed from Gaetano Veloso. The musical Golden Boy, a particular favorite of mine, opened in 64, score by Strauss and Adams, and it was right in the sweet spot where a lot of jazz and pop singers were experimenting with bossa nova. So let's hear Sarah Vaughan, I wouldn't say of all people, but why not of all people, in a great album called Viva Vaughan, tackling Sammy Davis Jr.'s opening number, Night Song, from the score to Golden Boy.
Thank you. summer. Not a bit of breeze. Neon signs are shining through the toilet tree. Everyone has someone and a place to go. Listen, hear the cars go past. They don't even see me flying by so fast, moving, going who knows where. Only thing I know is I'm not going there. Where do you go when you feel your brain is on fire? Where do you go when you don't even know what it is you desire? Listen, laughter everywhere.
with you. I wanna be with you.
Another great song from Golden Boy, I Wanna Be With You, originally a duet in the show, sung by Sammy Davis and Paula Wayne, now reinterpreted by Sammy for an album called Sammy's Back on Broadway, with a bossa nova beat, I think orchestrated by the wonderful Klaus Ogerman. A great song given a completely different spin with the bossa nova beat, which is what we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street. Charlie Bird is a great jazz guitarist who kind of went down to Brazil and was probably the American who brought the sound into the American jazz scene more than anyone else. And here he teams up with a great jazz guitarist who we'll hear a little more of later called Laurindo Almeida, also from Brazil, on the, I guess, inevitable jazz bossa nova guitar duet of Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
like a perfume woman. The wind blows in the bunkhouse like a perfume woman, smelling of where she's been. She sings to me, 'cause I'm one of her rambling kin. She sings, Joey, Joey, Joey Joe, you've been too long in one place, and it's time to go, time to go. Joey, Joey Joe. Joey, travel on. You have been too long in one town, and the harvest time's come and gone. That's what the wind sings to me when the bunk I've been bunking in gets to feeling too soft and cozy, and the grub they've been cooking me gets to tasting too good. And when I've had all I want of the ladies in the neighborhood, she sings, Joey, Joey, oh Joey, Joey, Joe.
It's time for us to move on a little bit from our Broadway Bossa Nova Hour. That was a wonderful album called Sammy Davis Sings Lorindo Almeida Plays, and obviously they tackled that great song from Most Happy Fella by Frank Lesser with a samba beat. To me, the lodestar is this Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim album. They made some subsequent recordings of all Brazilian music, all of which is terrific, very moving. Go check it out. It was re-released, I guess, about 2 years ago as a complete set. But here is the song from Kismet. So we'll end in a Broadway beat, underscored brilliantly by Bossa Nova, Sinatra Jobim, Broadway, Broadway, bangles, and beads. I guess that's a good way to say it, with a Bossa Nova twist.
hear how they jing jing a ling a, baubles, bangles, bright shiny beads, sparkles, spangles, her heart will sing sing a ling a, wearing baubles, bangles and beads. She'll glitter and gleam so, make somebody dream so, that someday I may buy her a ring, ring a ling a. I've heard that's where it leads, wearing baubles, bangles and beads. She'll glitter and gleam so, make somebody dream so, that someday, someday I may buy her ring, ring-a-ling-a. I have heard that's where it leads, wearing baubles, bangles and beads. All those noisy bangles.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.